when it snows, being a member of the working poor is a ton of work in itself. Barbara Howard is also a reporter at WBUR, where Here and Now originates. She wrote an essay for the station's opinion page, Cognoscendi, about an experience she had driving home from work at 1 a.m. after the blizzard, stopping to pick up a young mom holding a sleeping toddler at a bus stop. Her post really resonated with listeners. We'll link you at hereandnow.org as Barbara joins us. And Barbara, your first thought was, what, 1 a.m.? What is she doing here? What was this young mother doing there?
Well, I backed my car up and I opened my window and I let her in my car. And she told me she was a food worker at MIT. And she said she'd picked her child up from her mom and then had taken two buses and been on buses for two more hours just trying to get home.
So a long journey. And the final leg of your drive, driving her home, has a metaphor in it. There was a huge hill. Your car, a fine car, could barely navigate the snow. And she told you what?
Well, she told me the bus usually lets her off at the bottom of that hill. And I said, boy, you must have some pretty strong arms just to carry that baby up that hill. And she said, well, she just doesn't sometimes with the snow, especially. It's just too hard to do. And she said in those days, she has to wake up this child and make her walk up the hill. And I remember her words. She said, and she doesn't like that.
How old was the child?
I asked her. She said her daughter is three years old.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end of this hill, a homeless shelter.
Yeah, that really took me by surprise. I just kept going. I'll tell you, my wheels were spinning. That hill got even more steep at the top. And at the crest of the hill, she pointed off to the left, and there was this huge building, and it looked like a school. And then she said to me, it's a shelter.
Yeah. I mean, your thoughts. She's working and working her butt off to get her child home and still living in a shelter.
Well, yeah, and especially when I was thinking, you know, she's coming from MIT. There are lots of institutions like MIT in the Boston area, depending on workers like this. And it got me thinking a little bit, but frankly, I didn't think much about it. It was so late. It wasn't until the next morning that I started thinking about it.
Really hit you. Mm-hmm. Well, and some of your thoughts, how lucky white-collar workers often are, but also how many people are struggling like this. Some statistics claim nearly a third of households with single moms live below the poverty line, working poor in the cities. Dependent on public transportation. Talk a little bit about what you found out about that.
Well, you know, these people can't afford other options, and sometimes their jobs are at stake. They feel a lot of pressure to get to work no matter what the weather. Many of these people are considered essential employees. They're the ones expected to show up for work, even in snow like we've had here in Boston. And you think of those women, and yes, they are mostly women. Like, I have a mother in a nursing home, and these are the women who bathe and feed her. And they're the home health aides, the Boston Globe reported on during the snow, that who put their own safety on the line to go to clients in their own homes who would have been stranded without any help. And, of course, there's hospital workers who empty bedpans. Some of these are the lowest paying jobs, and at the same time, they're the most essential.
Yeah,
this woman said that she works in food services at MIT, and during the snow emergency yesterday when workers were encouraged to stay home, MIT was closed, but its website read, residential students will continue to be supported with meal service, mm-hmm. security, and maintenance until the institute reopens. And so did many other area colleges. So reading this, these women must feel a lot of pressure just to get to work. And this mother lives in a shelter that houses mothers and children. And even if they're offered overnight housing, and some of the institutions do, it's still a difficulty for them because it's hard for them to arrange childcare when many childcare centers are closed because of the snow.
You know, and this is an area that's silly with institutions. We're on the campus of Boston University, also required food workers to come in. Some institutions, like Harvard, as you say, would put up some of these essential workers, but then who cares for their children? So it doesn't help them. They have to go home anyway. And I'm imagining this woman was also trying to hold on to her bed in the shelter.
Well, at least in Massachusetts, shelter guests, I'm told by the shelter where this woman's living, are required to sleep in their beds at night or risk losing their beds. And that's another pressure that they face to get back to the shelter each night, no matter the weather. Now, this shelter where this woman and her little girl are living did tell me that they made an exception during the snow emergency the night before last when the T shut down. That's our transit system here. It shut down with very little warning at 7 p.m. They told the women it's okay to sleep in their workplaces or where they're training. But again, that still presents worries about where their children are going to be overnight, and that's just another added stress.
So Barbara, have you heard from this woman? You didn't get her name.
I was just giving her a ride home. I wasn't thinking about writing to her. I've been in contact with the shelter. Of course, they have just skeletal staff, and I'm trying to track her down. But in the end, though, she's just emblematic of the kind of low-wage workers who live everywhere around the country, homeless or not.
Yeah. And what's been the response from listeners to your essay about her?
Well, many have been saying they'd like to donate. One guy said that he has his elderly mother in Ohio and her friend who heard the piece and read it online. And they want to buy a car for this woman. And now, of course, it's not a very good idea in Boston, where having a car with insurance and parking and everything is very expensive, prohibitive for women in poverty. And what I'm told by this shelter, at least, is what these women need are MBTA passes so that they can get to their job trainings and work. Because those passes, they said, take a huge chunk out of their take-home pay.
And well, and so you will direct the many people who have asked if they can help to her. But it's a reminder, she's one of millions.
Yeah, everywhere. Help them wherever they need to be.
Reporter Barbara Howard, again, we'll link you to her essay on an eye-opening night in the snow at hearnow.org. Barbara, thanks.
You're welcome.